The opinions expressed are those of the show hosts and may not necessarily be of any company in which the show hosts may represent. Well, folks, I know we've not had a podcast here. Welcome to program 380 of what I call the Technology Podcast. And I've been thinking about this for a good while. So in our first file, we're going to talk about what my idea of bringing back this podcast may look like and sort of how people might be receiving the files, even though we're going to release once a week. And I've already got a couple of ideas that might just work. So, besides talking about this, we are going to talk a little bit about our RSS feed and why it left Anchor for those who do not know. This very program was housed at Anchor for quite a while, so I'll talk a little bit about it. And of course, I'll have contact information, as this podcast always has, at the end of the program. I look forward to seeing what we can do with this podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you again on another edition of the program next time. Now, let's learn more about my ideas of what this podcast might look like. Hiatus. I said that we would have a podcast when something came up, and I think I have an idea on how we can make this podcast stick around and still be relevant. Now, there is a place out there called the internet, and it does have many, many, many different articles out there that could catch our attention. Maybe we could talk about things that may not necessarily be security related that we find, like maybe Elon Musk and the fact that his space program isn't going that well. I mean, space and tech can go a long way. I mean, NASA's been doing this a long time, and we know it is expensive to do. I also thought about just talking about random articles that I have read, and I think what I also want to do, as I am thinking about this a lot more, is invite you, the listener, to come on, whether you record live, you make a file and send it to me, or we do it jointly. You come on and tell us what's on your mind. And I know Michael in Tennessee has mentioned he's wanted to come on the podcast, whether TSB or otherwise, but we haven't gotten there yet. But I also thought about a more reliable schedule. Now, here's my thinking. Monday, and we could vary it a little bit, but it'll always be on Monday. And it will be somewhere between 9 a.m. and noon Pacific time. That's what I think we'll do. That'll be 12 p.m. and 3 o'clock. And I think what I'm going to do is talk to you about where we were at when we started at Anchor, of course, after having issues with our own technology feed at technology.jaredreimer.net/audio, and where I decided to go and why. And yes, the technology.jaredreimer.net/audio is back up and running, and you can actually see a web page now. So I think this is going to be a very interesting idea. We're going to try and do this, and maybe I'll bring some segments back, and maybe we'll just see how this goes. Now, here's the thing. I'm always going to create my technology podcast files as I have. So if I merge all of the files that make up this podcast on the 7th of March, it'll be 2025-03-07. But we're always going to end up releasing on a Monday. Instead of putting out a whole bunch of files, let's say I have a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. Well, I could give myself 2 or 3 days, and maybe we could have 1 or 2 different articles. That's fine. But once I make the decision to put the podcast together, and then I find something else, like on Friday, let's say, then we can, in theory, create a separate podcast, depending on how long it goes, and we can, in theory, put it together on 2025-03-09. But the podcast that's dated 2025-03-09 won't be released until the following Monday. One of the things that we found to be a problem when trying to keep up with the landscape was that while we like cybercrime radio, we had to get off of the network because they were putting up 5-10 files a day, because they would put up each thing as its own podcast. And while I don't want to do that, I do want to make this informative, and I do want to link to a bunch of things. So I'll try and do a couple of different articles for each podcast. And if it's not article related, it's a particular service that I might be looking at, or a topic that is of high importance, like taller fare gates and what has been tried to be able to circumvent various things, because you can use your phone to actually tap through a fare gate and all of that. So I actually have been thinking about this for a little while now, and I asked a few people about it, so we are actually going to give this a try. So, coming up next, I'm going to talk to you about why we left Anchor, which was a very good podcast place to be, by the way. I don't have any hard feelings toward them, but I think I really want to take some time and talk about what's been going on. And if I repeat myself because I mentioned it through TSB, sorry about that, but I think this will be a good idea for our first podcast of the new year. We only had one podcast in 2024, and that was on the 3rd of May. The one before that was November 8th of 23. So let's see what I could do about this, because the feed is the Technology Blog and Podcast and TSB, and we're also adding a new really short segment called TSN for Throwback Saturday Night's Security Hour for those who would like to join us there too. So we're going to give this a try. And if there's a week we don't release, there's a week we don't release. But my goal is to release on Mondays. Let's give this a try, shall we? So the big question now is, why did we leave Anchor? Well, for those who don't know, Anchor was bought out by Spotify, and that's all well and good, until some point within the last, call it, year. It didn't happen when we released the last podcast on this podcast, but we'll just say within the last year, just so that people understand what's going on. At one point, we got an email because the security box was playing Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Yes, technically by rule, we do not have the rights to play any copyrighted material in our programs. Queen, the group, is long gone. In fact, I believe most of the people are not even living. Now, that's not up for discussion at this point because there are specific copyright rules, i.e., the copyright is in effect 100 years past the person's death. So, I completely understand that. At least that's what I've understood it to be. Fine, take those episodes down, but some of my other programs that did not include Queen were taken down, and I'm talking about episodes of my Independent Artist Spotlight show, which also got moved. Well, I found a new provider, and there aren't that many around, and most of these are paid these days. The provider's called RSS.com, and they do just that. And we moved all of the podcasts off of Anchor Spotify over to RSS. Now, Spotify wants me to get a 1 month membership to their music service, but yet their automated tools flag my podcasts as a problem. Okay, I understand you having a claim for Queen, but as soon as I upload my program and you pull it, and when I show you the playlist that proves that all of the artists that I'm playing are indeed independent, you come back to me and tell me no. You clearly don't want me on your feed. Now, whether you choose to distribute me after I've moved to RSS.com, well, that's up to you. In fact, I got an email from RSS.com claiming that you, Anchor, i.e. Spotify, removed my program. And they told me to contact you. But every time I have, I try to engage you in dialogue to ask you what I need to do to comply. And I responded to your email with proof that I'm playing independent artists on my independent artist spotlight and show feed, and you choose to tell me no, we don't want it. In fact, their latest messages say podcasts that play strictly music for the most part, it is not allowed. And that is what I try to do on the Sunday show, to give people an opportunity to relax, listen to some music, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the artists, and that's how that's going to go. But you just don't pull people's content and expect them to be happy about it, especially when it happens consistently. And that was the reason why we left. RSS.com is fully accessible with a web browser using Access Technology. There were some issues at the very beginning, but I think we are good now. And I'd publicly like to thank Mark and the team at RSS.com for answering questions. And here's how it works. If you move your podcast, you will get the opportunity to try the entire platform for 6 months free. You must add a credit card to your account, but you will not be charged. There are various plans, and they are discussed fully on the website. And we will link to their main website in our show notes of this podcast. So, there you have it. There's the reason why we left Anchor, otherwise known as Spotify. I don't have a problem with them. The interface is easy to use. I can mark things as explicit if I want and I need. And everything was good until you started messing with a show that basically is under the commercial share-alike license. Bandcamp is full of that. We've talked about it on various programs. So what seems to be the problem? I can't in good faith be somewhere where it's clear to me that I'm not wanted there. So I pointed both of the RSS feeds over to the new RSS feeds, and Anchor sent me over 100 messages claiming that they were removed off my feed and claiming that basically the same thing, that I'm playing mainly music. Well, if that's how Anchor, now known as Spotify, wants to be, then bye-bye they go. And I hope that people who do music shows like me will make a decision that is best for them. I'm not going to tell you to leave. That is not my goal. I will never tell one to leave. If you have a better experience and you're better off, that's great. I'm happy for you. But it just didn't work out for me. Well, folks, I think that will complete this program for today. I'm happy that I've been thinking about this tech program for a while, and I'm very curious to see how this is going to go in the long term. So, let's go ahead and push this program out by giving you my contact information. You can contact me by email or iMessage at tech, that's T-E-C-H, at menvi.org. Text or WhatsApp 804-442-6975. And you may also call the comment line and either talk to me or leave a voicemail. And if you need a callback, please let me know. And of course, when you call that number, you have 10 minutes per message, but you can, in theory, say what's on your mind, and if you want it played for the podcast, you may let me know. Let's see how this goes. And yes, I have changed providers since the last time we podcasted, so I'll talk about that on a future podcast, too, and talk about the TV app and everything. So I think this is going to be very interesting. I'm excited to get this program back up and running. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.